Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. Who's got that tape recorder sitting there in front of? Dr. Lichtenstein, you have yourself a beautiful iPod. What are you using that tape recorder for? Okay, we were up to...
How's it, guys? Good morning.
We were up to daf Yud Gimel. We got up to the two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Isha Acheret Matkihin Lo. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we also prepare another wife for him just in case his wife dies. And he ends up being unable to do the Avodat Yom HaKippurim because he doesn't have a Chiper Ba'ado Va'ad Beito. He has to have it by it. Asks the Gemara of Rabbanan Nami Hachayshi L'Shema, why don't the Rabbi, Rabbanan can't say that they're not worried about the possibility of something going wrong? I mean, after all, they are going to all of this trouble to take a Kohen Acher and Matkinin Lo, because maybe something will happen to the Kohen. So if that's the case, why don't they worry? Maybe something will happen to his wife and she'll die. Amri Lecha Rabbanan Tum'a Ashricha. That the Kohen Gadol should become Tamei is a reasonable enough occurrence. Mita, that his wife should die, a particular person on a particular day, lo shricha. That's something that is not to be cheshish for. And they told Rabbi Yehuda, Amrulo imkein ein ledavar sof. If you're going to be worried about his wife's death, so then there's no end to it. So then even the person that you now put in place of his wife, maybe she'll die, because you're telling me you're being cheshish for things that aren't shriach. Once you're cheshish, so then keep being cheshish. To which Rabbi Yehuda replies, Amar lecha l'mita d'chodah chashina, l'mita d'tarte lo chashina. It's basically a question of how far we're going to go. It's not so crazy to say that we want to have a backup. The fact that you want redundancy doesn't mean that you have to have infinite redundancy. And what's so terrible about saying I'll be chayish for one, so that there should be a redundant system? Mele, the likelihood of both systems failing is already much less likely. Why don't the Rabbanan say the same thing to themselves? I mean, if what they're claiming is that once you need redundancy, then there's no end, then why don't you say you need another Kohen to take the place of the Kohen that takes the place of the Kohen? And so it's exactly the same logic. It's only a question of where they insert redundancy, correct? But at the moment that they do so, they're telling him, well, once you're worried, then how do you stop? So say that to yourself. Amil Harabanan, well, we're not really worried anything's going to happen to him. Kohen Gadol Zoriz, who? He's careful not to become Tame. So then I don't get it. So if he's Zoriz, why do we need a redundant system? See, Zoriz, who lamet mitaklina Kohen Acher. Oh, but don't you think if there's another guy waiting in the wings, he'll be even a little bit more careful? So Kiman Davdina Leit Sarah, Koshikin, the Mizdaris Tvei. So it makes sense in this case to put in a redundant system because it serves a double function. But the redundant system for the redundant system doesn't do us any good. Now, the question is, Misagile Betakana Tvei Beito. What good is it for us to have a woman that is going to be set aside, but I can't, I mean, to be set aside for him? What good is it if Beito Amrach, Banam Achlav Beito, to have another woman ready is not the point. We need another woman to whom he is married. How is he married to her? Now, the Gemara is taking for granted that in the event of the death of his wife, he cannot go and take this woman as a wife on Yom Kippur. It's not so clear. Why is that? Why isn't that the simple solution? Prepare another woman, and therefore, without any delay, if his wife dies on Yom Kippur, so he'll just go out and be Mekadesh. The Gemara apparently holds either, I mean, there's different approaches among the Mefarshim, either that because of the Isser of Kinyan, we won't do a wedding, and even though it's in the Beit HaMikdash, it's not a Shvut that's associated with the Mikdash here. And when it's possible to do something else, we do something else. Or because he can't leave the Beit HaMikdash. Or because this might happen mamish in the middle of an avoda where it's impossible to stop. So there's got to be something that can be done in advance to allow this woman to be his wife. The Yerushalmi, however, seems to say that it's perfectly okay. You're just going to be Mekadosh today. There should be a woman that is ready for Kiddushin. If he needs to, he'll go Mimikadashu.
Even though in certain times he can't do it.
Even though what? Yeah, that much around Chayshish.
Also, would we assume that if you're not Chayshish for another wife, we would say that in case she's old or in case she's not well, then you can make her own as well?
In the end, that kind of works. I mean, like, whether you're for that. But no, even in such cases, we're not chayish on a particular day that someone will die. As the Rishonim point out, there's many Gemaras that say over a period of time we're chayish for death. Or as we saw earlier, among a group of people we're chayish for death. But a particular person to die on a particular day is not a reasonable occurrence.
Meaning even she's out, literally, even with the Erev Yom Kippur you can take it. It's only on Yom Kippur that she dies. So it's a very narrow range, in other words. If she would die in Erev Yom Kippur.
So then there's no problem. Then right. You can take
so
it the other way.
That.
It's only that day. Yeah. Answers the Gemara. What he does is he gives her Kiddushin before Yom Kippur. Well, what good is Kiddushin? I mean, still, Kiddushin is not enough. If he doesn't take her to the Chuppah, she's not really a Bayit. By the way, the Yerushalmi seems to argue about that. Considers it to be Beito anyway. But the Bavli is taking for granted that it's not his bayit. No, the Kanisla, he does take her to the Chuppah. Oh, so now he's got two wives? No good. Because the Torah said, V'chiper ba'ado ba'ad beito, v'lo ba'ad shnei batim. So now we've got another problem. Rav Hirsch uses this to express, the Torah's Musar on this issue. In other words, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to represent the highest of a human being's capabilities. Therefore, he must be married in order to be Shalem. And he should not be married to two women. He should be basically a monogamous. No, but he should, in other words, the Iker is to have one particular wife. Sure, of course, the Kohen Gadol is more than a Melech. In terms of Kedusha, sure. Correct. Well, okay, now what we're about to engage in is the only place where the Gemara does this to such an extent in Shas. The Gemara is basically going to go through the subconscious steps that a brain goes through in order to arrive at a conclusion, which means that each one of these steps is absolutely nonsensical. It's trying to teach us, as Rashi says, it's trying to teach us common sense, the same way that we would try to teach a computer common sense. It's extremely difficult to do. So what are the steps that would take place? None of the things that the Gemara says make any sense, really. They're just an instant thought, which you're instantly dove, until you finally arrive at a conclusion. So you could actually see the steps, the little boxes, yes, though, this, and so on, in front of you. And the Gemara is actually spreading it out in front of you as a schematic. So now, the problem is, if you take her before, now you have two wives. Oh, well, that's no problem. You go ahead and you give her a get. If you give her a get, you're back where we started from. No, I mean, you give her a get on condition. What's the condition? Well, the condition could be, this shall be your get if you die. That's not going to do you much good. Well, what if she doesn't die? Of course, you could say it the other way. What's the point of giving her the get? You say the point is that in the middle of the day, that way you shouldn't have two wives for half of the day. So if she dies, at least she'll have a get for before. But maybe she won't die. And if she doesn't die, then he's back with the problem of having two wives. Okay, so maybe the almanat means, again, these are not questions and answers that somebody's asking. We're just running through. Give her a get on condition that she doesn't die. So ilo meita megarshala. So if she doesn't die, then she's Megureshet. So if she's Megureshet, she doesn't get in the way of being two wives. But if she does die, then we always have the other one. Yeah, so Vidilma he lo mate, that's the maybe she doesn't die. And then she'll have a get and have you a gita die gita, but the other one will die. We said for one of them might die. So now we're back with the problem of not having any wife. Vikaimala below by it at all. So Eladamala Manacha Tamutachat Bichem. What he says is this is your get on condition that one of you dies. Now the next words over the they seem to have been inserted here. Many of the Gerses take them out. That doesn't really help us very much. But the problem is, what if neither of them dies? And then the get was not a get, and then we're back with two batim. Anyway, besides which, this wouldn't even work, because you cannot make a condition in a get that binds a woman to a marriage throughout her lifetime. And that's what this would be doing. Because what you would be saying is, this is a get on condition that you'd never drink wine. So if he says, you never drink wine as long as I'm alive, or you never drink wine as long as you're alive, it's not a get because it doesn't sever the relationship. Since her whole life she's dependent on the condition that this guy has set up, or his whole life, she's dependent on that condition. That means the relationship still has controlling little strings attached. So she's being manipulated with those strings, and therefore that it isn't the end of the marriage. But if he says, Koyime chaye ploni, you cannot drink as long as so-and-so is alive, then hareze kritut. But anyway, in this case, he would be making a get that's a condition based on her life, which doesn't work. So that's out. Okay, so let's go back to the drawing board. So maybe he tells her, hareze gitech, this is your get on condition that the other woman doesn't die. So then if the other woman doesn't die, then she's Mugresha. Excellent. And if this one dies, so then the other one will be alive. So now everything is fine, right? No, not right. Because Dilma Maita Chaverta Bapalga de Aveda. How about if the other one does die? Only problem is she dies in the middle of the day. So now it turns out that the get was not a get, because the other one died. But that means that for the first half of the day, he did the Aveda with two wives. So then if it comes out now that Igloi Milta Lamafreya, the Gita Tahai Lav Gita, now it turns out it never was a get. The Ovid Le Avodah B'Shnei Batim. Now he's been doing the Avodah with two wives up until the point that the other one died. So that's no good. What he does is, he gives her the get on condition that her friend does die. Now obviously this is absurd, unless we understand it as Tosfos is saying. He makes an additional condition. That is, besides the original condition, we keep the original condition. So the reza giteh, everything was fine. Amanat shalot tomut chavreteh. That worked, except in the place where her friend would die in the middle of the day. If she died in the middle of the day, then the get wouldn't be chal. So he adds an additional tonight, which is amanat shalot chavreteh bepal gedaveda. That if she doesn't die, or she dies in the middle of the Aveda Sayyom, so then the get should be a get. Yeah, but that still isn't going to help you, because V'dilma Maita Chaverta, what if her friend does die in midday, and then the get turns out to be get l'mafreya, havela gita dar gita, and now it turns out that he ended up without a bayit at all again. So kamle below bayit, that doesn't work either. If she does die in midday, so then the get is a good get. And now he doesn't have anybody the rest of the day.
One's dead and one is
Megurash. So he's down in a condition where he doesn't have a bind.
Kohen Gadol could never have more than one wife.
He can't do the Aveda with more than one wife. He can't do Aveda as Yom Kippur.
Because it says household
singular. Yeah, right. Every could have up to four wives. So
why only four? What's the matter with you? Didn't Smith say you could have as many as you want? I'm sorry.
You're only limited if you're a king, and then only 18.
Where do you come from, President? You really come from Zululand. That's interesting. Really? Well, what town do you come from?
Middleburg.
Okay. Look at that.
That's like only four, huh?
That means you're going to have to divorce the other three, but that's it.
Okay, can we continue?
No, if we're going to have four wives.
No.
Two, I mean, can't remember if you have to divorce the other, but
they probably wouldn't appoint him. True. So therefore, what do we do? Now maybe, so now it's kamli below bayit. Elodomagashlu tarvayu. Now the only way this is going to work out, we have to give both of them a get. You see? So to one we say, this is your get on condition, shalotamut chavertechu, the other one doesn't die. Okay, so then we get rid of one if the other one is alive. Now, our problem would only be that we still have to handle the issue of the dying in midday, right? Okay, but what we could do then is we can say to the other one, "Hareza gitech amanat shaloti kantzila beit hakneset." Make a tnai that is something that she can be mekayemet. We say, okay, this is your get on condition that you don't go into the beit hakneset
that day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if that on Yom Kippur, now don't go into the Beit HaKnesset on Yom Kippur, in which case we have a control over the issue now. Yeah, but what if the other one, what if she doesn't die, and then this one doesn't go into the Beit HaKnesset, in which case both Gittim will now be Gittim. I mean, you're going to trust her going to Beit HaKnesset, and what happens if it doesn't, whatever, I mean... So now it turns out that we're going to be b'vatel avodas Yom Kippur. It'll turn out that now l'mafreya he now was in a matzav in which he had no bayit because both gittim were now chal. The other one didn't die, so her get was chal. She didn't go into the Beit HaKnesset, so her get was chal. Whew. So now what are we going to do? Okay. Ella. Now notice Tosis points out over here that notice every case that we set up until now began with the word dit. De Megarish Almanat, every single one was de. Why? Because it was a thought. Is it that? It's only now that we arrive at a conclusion that we leave out the de, which proves that this is not a back and forth discussion, says Tosis. It proves that it's just bringing us up to the conclusion. And even though there would have been many alternative questions, obviously, at each one, we just pick one. We could have picked many. None of these cases work for any number of reasons. But what we want to do, Tosis points out on each one of these, that we're choosing the most likely reason for it not to work. There are other ways to make it not work. But if you take a look at the statistics, again, if we're saying Mita is not considered to be something that's reasonable, so we'll always take that case, for instance, first, right? All right, so now we arrive at a conclusion. What could we do? What we do is like this. L'chot ela, l'chada amala reza gitech. To one of them we give a get, and we say, this is a get, which is chal if your friend does not die. Which means, now, if she doesn't die, we get rid of one. We have the other one. All right? The other one we say, but what happens if she does die. She dies in the middle of the day. So now it turns out that he was doing the avoda now, up until that point, with two. So we have to figure out a way to get rid of the one who's dying. We have to get rid of her before the day. So what we do is we give her a get, Erev Yom Kippur. The get will be chal if I go into a Beit HaKnesset. Okay? I, the Kohen Gadol, go into Beit HaKnesset. So now, imaiteha kaimaha. So if one wife one dies and wife two is still alive, imaiteha kaimaha. If wife two dies and one is alive, maikala meimar. Your only problem is dilma maite chaverta bepalgada avoda. In case one dies in the middle of the avoda, so now he would be doing avoda lamafreya b'shnei batim. But if he sees that she's committed to dying, kadam ihu v'ayel beit haKnesset. He can always go to the beit haKnesset, be mevatel the marriage by now actuating the get limafreya. In which case, let her die. Meanwhile, he has the other one, because her get won't be chal if this one's get dies. So therefore, everything works out fine. What's your problem? Speak up.
If you're already being chayish, you should be chayish for not having any control over it whatsoever.
Immediately.
I also thought there was a problem with the kind of leaving the area.
There's a Beit HaKnesset in the Beit HaMikdash.
Where?
You don't know? You should. You learned Tamid. Where does everybody go? To daven Kriyat Shema, say Birkat Kriyat Shema, and so on and so forth. In Lishkat HaGazi. There's a Beit HaKnesset. I am the Beit HaKnesset. Fine. So now we've taken care of this. So Ichazilo the Gaboyla Memas Kodimihu Uvayala Beit HaKnesset Matilagita Hagito Mafreya. Matkifo Ravasi, Vitema Ravira.
So the only thing it doesn't get is if there's an immediate.
Yeah, okay, I understand. Yes. You do what you can. Okay. So now Ravasi points out, we've got a problem because you're taking it for granted. As I mentioned, the Yerushalmi does not take this for granted. You're taking it for granted that whenever it says Beto, it means one bayit. So if that's the case, if somebody dies and leaves two wives, there should be no chiyuv yibum because it says Beit Achiv. That's one bayit. So why is it that you're chayev even when there are multiple wives to be mekayim in the midst of yibum? So we should say, no. It's true that we would have said that if it wouldn't have been for the Torah's unexplained repetition of the word Yevim Tov. What's the? What do you mean? Why are we saying it twice? Just say V'alta Ashara. So clearly, there are ribuyim here to add multiple Yevamis. Matkivlo Ravina. Ravina points out another problem with our assumptions. Now that you're assuming that a bayit means only someone who already went into the chuppah, and kedushin is not sufficient to be called a bayit, or some say Reb Sharbe asks the following question. If that's the case, arusa lo titiyabim. A woman who only had kedushin, who does in fact require yibum if her husband dies, should not require yibum, because it's not beit achiv. So how could he be mekim shema beit achiv when achiv never made it his bayit? So again, you seem to be mistaken in your assumptions. Right. Says the Gemara, no problem. Hachutza l'rabot et ha'arusa. Since it says lo tiyeh eshet ha'met hachutza l'izar. What's hachutza mean? Lo tiyeh eshet ha'met l'izar. Hachutza doesn't add anything. Unless it's saying, even though she herself is hachutza, she's not completely his wife, nonetheless, that type of woman also can't be le'ish zar. So that proves, again, that there's a chiyuv of yibum even on an arusa.
There are two wives he has to give yibum to one and chalitza to the other?
No, one part is the other. But nonetheless, there is a chiyuv of yibum. It shouldn't be a chiyuv of yibum at all because there's no bayit that's a single bayit.
Yeah,
chalitza
also of one or chalitza of both?
Chalitza of one.
Chalitza of one.
Yeah, but there shouldn't be a chiyuv chalitza either.
Maybe a historical comment. There's a very popular view in Israeli academia that the shul was created in response to the Korban of the Beis HaMikdash. And then they didn't know what to do with the shuls that they found from the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, with exceptions and exceptions. Mm-hmm. I never understood it because the Chazals talked about Beis HaMikdash in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. This is one of the Gemaras.
Right.
Well,
how about Daniel?
In the
base of
Mikdash, there is a
base
Knesset, so that seems to negate the whole question
totally. Yes. Kohen Gadol makriv onen ve'ino ochel. Although a Kohen Gadol, as we know, we're back in the Miluim again. The Kohen Gadol, of course, Aaron HaKohen, his two children died. He's makriv onen, but eino ochel. He doesn't eat. And of course, there was a special mitzvah at the time, and that was the whole fight with Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron about whether he should have eaten achol tochluoto, despite the fact that it's ba'aninut, kasher tziveti. I told you you're supposed to eat it. And it turned out that he was wrong. They weren't supposed to eat it because it was kedushei shah. So normally the din is that a kohen gadol is an onein, even though he's makriv, but he doesn't eat in a state of aninut. And again, as Rav Hirsch points out, to do the avoda means to be mevatel anything that's personal. But the eating is by definition personal. That's what you're trying to do, is to make it yours as part of the avoda. In that state of aninut, you can't do that. That is not what you're supposed to do, is to go beyond the person. So therefore, but Tanya is Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't know exactly what this means, but we'll turn to it in a moment. Kol Hayom, absolutely, all day. Huh? My Kol Hayom, what's that supposed to mean? Omar Rava, it must mean Lo Nitzcha Elo Lahavio Mitoch Beto. It means that not simply is he allowed to be Makriv Onein, but that there's an inyan to bedafka, bring the Kohen Gadol, even if he's at home, bring him to the Beit HaMikdash specifically to do the avoda and to cancel any personal feelings of mourning that he may be experiencing. Omale Amaya, he says, Abaye, exactly the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda is dafka the man d'yomar who holds that we're much more machmir when it comes to aninut. Rabbi Yehuda holds afuke mafkinanle. We'll actually take a kohen away, a kohen hedyot, Rashi learns, away in the middle of the avoda if necessary. Richie. In the middle of the avoda if necessary. But we do not even allow him to finish. A regular kohen who's doing the avoda, v'shama shemet lo meit, he hears that someone in his family died, meniach avodato v'yotzei, puts down the avoda, and he walks out. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer Yigmor. No, he should finish first what he's doing. He's just not allowed to begin avoda. Now, how do you, if that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, va'at, and you, Rava Amrit, you claim, ma'itina le mitoch beito, that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that we bring the kohen mitoch beito? Why would he be the one suddenly to be mekel in the issues of aninut? Elo amar Rava, my kol hayom, therefore Rava accepted Abaye's ha'ara, changed his mind to say, the meaning of kol hayom is lomar she'eino oved kol hayom. On the contrary, kol hayom, meaning he cannot do avoda during the daytime, he can only do the avoda, so meaning when he says kol hayom, Tosis explains like this, all day long he has to make an equivalence between his Isser of Achila and his Aveda. Because we're afraid if we will allow the Aveda, he may accidentally come to eat. And therefore, keep him away. Kol Hayom. The nighttime, even though the nighttime is also Aninut, but that's only Midrabanan. So at night he can actually do the Avoda as an Onin. But during the day, Eino Aved Kol Hayom Gzera Shema Yochal. So Kol Hayom Kulo, we make a hashva'ah between the Yisra of Achila and the dinim of the Aveda. Now, Tosus does not like the approach of Rashi. It's clear why he doesn't like it. I'm sure you don't like it either. I mean, how do we bring a raya from what Rabbi Yehuda holds about a kohen hedyot, who is osir ba'aninut, to the dinim of a kohen gadol, who is mutar ba'aninut? And why in the world... We don't know who would have that phone on. No, we don't know. Nah. So therefore, Tosfos says, it's not referring to a Kohen Hedyot. It's referring to a Kohen Gadol. When Rabbi Yehuda says, Afuke Mafkinan Le, this represents Rabbi Yehuda's Shita about the fear of Achila. And it was referring to a Kohen Gadol, actually. Omele Revada Bar Avala Ravu Mi Goza Rabbi Yehuda Shema Yochal? Wait a second, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. How can we say that according to Rabbi Yehuda we're worried about a kohen who is an onen going ahead and eating in the day of the aninut? So now the Mishnah doesn't make sense. The Mishnah says his wife might die, and therefore he needs another wife. Wait a minute, if his wife dies, he's an onen. So how could he be doing the avodah? Vatzlan Rabbi Yudomer af isha acheret matkinen lo shema tomut ishto v'imaita ishto. And yet, if his wife does die, avid avodah, he's going to be doing the avodah. V'lo gazar Rabbi Yudah shema yochal. Rabbi Yudah's not worried. Maybe he's going to eat. What are you talking about? It's Yom Kippur. No, nobody's eating. Ochi ashta. Hatem kiven di Yom Kippurim hu. Obviously, if nobody else is eating, so there's no chashasha. He's going to be eating. But we're in a normal case. Look, the man is going through quite a bit of tumult in his soul. He may lose track. Yom Kippur, I mean, how would he lose track? Everybody around him is keeping Yom Kippur. There's nothing to... Exactly what is he going to be an onin about? He's not married to her. I thought we just created the whole situation where if she dies today, that's the only way that he would be an onin today, is if she died today, then he's going to go into the Beit HaKnesset to see to it that she doesn't.
Maybe Allah.
Oh, that's the Gemara's answer. But first, let's see it inside. What is the aninut exactly? She's divorced. And if she's divorced, so what's the problem? You're right. He's not an oni. But he's been married to her for the past 30 years. So you mean to tell me he's not going to be suffering mental anguish? What's the difference? Whether legally. So you'll say, who cares if he's suffering mental anguish? Because he still would be usher to eat. Because you cannot eat kutchim in a state of anguish. You have to eat kutchim in a state of simcha and gedula. Right? It says lamoshcha. Lamoshcha means in a state of gedula. So therefore, there's nothing to discuss. Okay? Excellent. Let's just do a quick review and then we'll review the karbonos. Rabbi Yudah Amar Afi Shachar Matkinin Lo Rabbanan Ami Achayish L'Shema Amri Lecha Rabbanan Tuma Shchicha Mita Lo Shchicha Omer Lo Im Kein Ein L'Dover Sof Shabakam L'Dover Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah Amar Lecha L'Mita T'Chod HaChashinan L'Mita T'Tarte Lo HaChashinan V'Rabbanan Yik L'Mecha Shafi L'Mita T'Chain HaChashinan. So if that's the case, Rabbanan Emre Inan L'Nafshayu, why don't we need infinite redundancy? Amri Chalor Abonan, well, Kohen Gadol Zorizu, Izorizu Loman Lo Makinon Kohen Acher, Kimen Davdina Leit Zara, Koshekin, he's even a bigger Zoriz. Umi Sagele Betakanta, Beto, I keep doing that, Betakanta, Beto Amrachman, Vaklav Beto, the Makadishla, but Hakamadalo Kanisla, love Beto, the Kanisla, Imken Avelish Nebatim, Vrachman Amar Vekiper Badova, Ad Beto, Velobach Nebatim. So the Hara Megarishla, Megarishla Rekushla Duchta, took the Megarishla tonight. Being, Arezegite Kamanacha Tamuti, Dilma Lomait, Avalish Nebatim, Arezegite Kamanacha Lotamuti, said he Lomait the Megarishla, the Imeta Kaimahach, Dilma Hilometa, Avala Gita Agita, and Meta Kaverta, now come label of Bait, Eldomala Manacha Tamuta Hatbichem, Dilma Lomait, Lokonomine. In which case, I will explain about it. The old guy, Gavna, wouldn't even be again anyway. Oh, my Rav, I raise a gita, come natural to stay, and call him a chayai, a chayai, he ain't zekritut. Call him a chayai, plony, I raise a kritut. Elodomel, I raise a gita, come natural to mut chavertech. In which case, you long meet a chaverta, megarshim, you meet a ha, kaima ha, still dilma maita chaverta, but palgada avaida. And now, igloi milta lama freya, the gita, the high love gita, who, in which case, up until the middle of the day, avid la avoda b'shnei batim, elodomela what? Areze gitech, amanacha tamutich chavertech, be'emtza avoda, in addition to the previous nice, as it explains, duma maita chavertech, avid la gita, la gita, come lay below by it at all. Elodomagashla tarvayo, lechona amala areze gitech, amanacha lo tamut chavertech, ulechona amala areze gitech, amanacha lo tikansi, lebeta kneset. Here's the case. So, the Yavada Avodala Mafreya Bishnebatim. ichazila the kaboyla meimad kodemi uvayla beit hakeset umashu lagita lagita l'mafreya. Matzke v'ravas v'tem ravira elameyata shtei v'amot abot mibayit echad are not called beito, so there shouldn't be a chiyuv of yibum. No, yivimto riba. Matke v'ravina v'tem rav sharvia. If you hold that beito means only chupa, so meyata arusa lo tityabe. No, hachutza is marban arusa. Tan rabbanon kohen gadol makrivonin v'eino ochel. Rav Yehuda omer kol hayom. Mai kol hayom? Amar rav lo nitzcha lo aviyom mitoch beito. Omer lei rav hashta lo rav Yehuda. The Tanya Hayom made a makriv agabe and mizbeach v'shamashem et lomet. Miniach avodah v'yot seidiv Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi omer yigmor, v'at amret maitina lo mitoch beto. Elo amar rava, mai kol hayom? Lomar sheino oved kol hayom. Gzera shema yochal. He only works at night. Omer lei ravada bar ava l'rava, umi goza Rabbi Yehuda shema yochal? V'zan Rabbi Yehuda omer af isha acheret matkinin lo, shema tamut ishto. I'm giving you a kipurinu to kule amaloka achle hunami lo atilamecha. Hocha the kule ama achle hunami atilamecha. The ki I gave them bichayle ala ninut vahomigasha. Nihida ninut lo chayle ala atrude milo matrit.